Oh, just the man I was looking for. I have a very important favor to discuss with you. It pertains to the well-being of the kingdom. Would you follow me to my chambers so we can discuss this further? Wonderful. Tell me, Captain, do you have a wife? What about kids? Good. I know this is a sensitive question, but seeing as you are the head of the Royal Guard, I anticipate there shall be no issue for you to answer. So tell me, Captain, does your loyalty ultimately lie with your wife or with your kingdom? As I thought. I wish to preface this by assuring you that regardless of whether you accept or deny my proposal, your place in the castle will not be affected whatsoever. Furthermore, nothing discussed in this room shall ever leave this room. I wish for you to speak freely, without any fear of retaliation. Do you understand? Before we go into the details, I need you to swear an oath of secrecy. To swear on your own life. To swear on the life of the kingdom. To never share anything that is about to happen in this room today to another living soul. Not even the king himself. Do you swear it? As I'm sure you are aware, it has now been several moons since my marriage to the king. Despite our best efforts, almost incessantly attempting, I have yet to be with child. I'm beginning to worry that my womb will remain barren if something isn't done soon. My informants have notified me that rumors have been spreading in the farther towns of our kingdom. I fear that if these rumors spread any further, we are leaving ourselves vulnerable to attack from enemy kingdoms, or for an uprising. If our subjects doubt that the queen and king are capable of producing an heir to continue the kingdom's legacy, exactly. I knew someone of your position would understand how important this is. Yes. It could be that my womb will forever remain barren. Or it could mean that the king is the one who was barren. There's only one way to discover which it is. We have already tried all the rituals and medicines from the apothecary and the trusted elders. It It's been years, and nothing has worked. We need to do something. For the kingdom. For our people. Well, you are the ideal candidate. You're the captain of the guard, which means that you're already devoted to the kingdom and the royal family. Also means that you are strong, both intellectually and physically, highly capable, and trustworthy. You have children already, so it is proven that you are fertile. And your most prominent features are similar enough to the king's that any child we bear would not spark suspicion of adultery. As discussed earlier, if you do not wish to participate, nothing will come of it. No one will ever know aside from the two of us. Your position in the royal guard and in this castle shall not be tarnished. Things shall continue as normal, regardless of whether you accept. You've sworn the oath to secrecy, and I trust that you would never do anything to jeopardize our kingdom's future. I understand if you need time to ponder this offer. However, if you accept, I only have one question remaining for you, Captain. How would you like to lay with royalty? I knew you were a sensible choice. Join me in the bed. I wouldn't worry. The king is currently in another one of his long meetings about kingdom finances. As queen, I'm rarely ever even allowed in such a meeting. We'll have plenty of time. I swear that no one will disturb us. Take off your uniform. I typically have a handmaid help me with my dress. Seeing as I do not wish for my handmaids to know of this occurrence, would you assist me? I understand the position I am putting you in, Captain. Please understand that I do not condone adultery lightly. And I wish to make it worth your while. You may touch me however you wish. So please, don't hold back. It would be dishonest to claim that I have never seen you staring at my bosom before. Does it feel as supple and soft in your hands as you imagined? Shh. It's okay. I don't ask to disgrace you.
Your hands are much more rugged than the king's. So gentle and soft. What king wouldn't be rough with his barren wife? The trusted elders have suggested that suckling helps stimulate the woman's body, making it more susceptible to pregnancy, mimicking the suckling of a babe. Would you try it with me? My husband has tried it for years. Obviously, has not worked yet. It may be different with you.
Thank you, Captain. My body. Feel it with your hands.
If we are going to lay together, shall we not do it properly? What a forward question to ask.
No, no. It's quite all right. I would say you have a right to know. He has made me wet, lustful. It's not as though I have never wanted him. Quite the contrary. Though the aggression with which he handles me as of late, I fear it is not conducive to a healthy womb. But I am not an apothecary. I would not know of these things for certain. All simply speculation. What I can say for certain is that the way you touch me so gently
yet with such passion. It has been quite some time since I have been this aroused by a man. They are not too rough. The skin may be calloused, but they are so gentle. You can touch me however you would like with them, wherever you would like, including if you wish to feel how lustful I am. I can't help how aroused I am. I hope you will not think of me as some debaucherous adulterer. I'm simply a woman, with or without the crown. I would never request of you to be the royal taster. You do not need to. But I will not stop you if that is what you wish. Feels so heavenly. I don't believe I've ever known such pleasure. No, never, never. The king does not take his time. He is a rather impatient man. They say the womb of a selfish woman may never be fulfilled. I can't allow you to continue. But it is I who am getting pleasure from this, not you. You don't understand how desperately I wish to be with child. I can't take any risks. I apologize for stopping you, but we need an heir. It is my top priority. Beyond all things, beyond pleasure, beyond morality. The kingdom needs an heir. I may be young, but the king is not. We don't have much time. I do hope you are highly skilled with this sort of sword as well. Though truly, I have no doubt. Keep going. I'm all right. There's no doubt in my mind that you will breed me. No doubt in my mind that we will bear a worthy heir. The way you hold me. Perhaps if my husband took me with such care, it would not have come to this. Forgive me. Though I am glad it did. Oh, Captain. Oh, Captain. I can feel your desire. Do it. Waste no more time. Fill my womb with your seed. No one must ever know about this. I trust you to keep your oath. Please do not betray that trust. Yes, Captain. It is very sweet of you, but I cannot come back to bed undressed. The king may be busy in meetings, but if we are gone for too long, there will be talk. So please, don your uniform once more. I will need help with my corset, if you would. The king likes it to be laced tightly. You needn't worry about it hurting. I'm quite used to it by now.